Good evening, and thanks for coming out tonight to start this Christmas season in a correct way. Just as a matter of an announcement, gentlemen, the stores are all closed now, so if you didn't get anything for it's too late. So maybe you could go through and re-gift things. But It's a wonderful time to be together tonight to remember what this whole celebration is for. It's for Jesus Christ. Would you bow your heads with me? Gracious Lord, be the God of our Christmas celebration. We rejoice with the shepherds over the good news of Jesus' birth. We join in the praises of the angelic choir, saying, "Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace among those whom God favors." Almighty God, you have favored us with the greatest gift ever given, your only begotten Son, light of true light, God of true God. May we never take this, your gift, for granted. May our songs of praise never fade, and may we treasure it in our hearts always and forever. Bless all of us here gathered in worship, as well as our loved ones at home. May peace and joy ring in our hearts tonight, Lord, and reverberate through our communities in the name of Jesus, the newborn king. Amen. Reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and life was the and that light was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Please, let's stand for worship. You may be seated. Christmas Eve 2019. Wonderful time to celebrate. Year seems to go by so quick these days. But God understood our questioning and our search for him. In John chapter 1, it starts with the same three words as Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, referencing the three first words of Genesis. John does, in the beginning God created. Well, in the beginning Jesus was there. Of course, we all know Jesus wasn't just born and started his life at Bethlehem. He's the eternal God. He existed before time and will be here after time is no longer. The Word was with God, one and the same, and the Word was God, the scripture says. When we were in complete darkness, when we stand in complete darkness, when a light shines, our eyes go right to the light. All of creation looked towards that light when Christ came. The world at that time was shrouded in darkness because of sin. Much of the world still is in that state. Jesus came to introduce the light once again to us. Everything was made through Jesus. John says that without him, nothing was made. In fact, life, our very life, began with Jesus. If you're born again, this time of year holds a special place in your heart, remembering the great gift that God gave us through his Son, Jesus. The fact that Jesus is uncreated really is a jolt for us back to reality. It's so easy to see Jesus born as a child and think of him that way, but his existence is from everlasting, and he rules and reigns at this very moment as Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the light of the world. In an article from National Geographic, they introduced the subject of light, interestingly enough, as follows. Light reveals the world to us. Body and soul crave it. Light sets our biological clocks. It triggers in our brains the sensations of color. Light feeds us, supplying the energy of plants to grow. It inspires us with special effects like rainbows and sunsets. Light gives us life. It gives us life-changing tools from incandescent bulbs to lasers and fiber optics. Scientists don't fully understand what light is or what it can do. They just know that it will illuminate our future. You see, the light that we need to exist in the physical world will not give us eternal life in the spiritual. That light exists in the One, Jesus Christ. We need His light, His eternal life, always and forever. The convenience of the season allows every man and woman to make a nod to Christ a couple of times a year, this and Easter, and then the light goes out. But the promise is that if we follow that light, we'll never walk in darkness again. The light originated in the life that was in Him, and He shared it with you and I. That light shone at the announcement of His birth in that dark field outside Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. The declaration echoes in the halls of time and reverberates in our hearts tonight. For unto you this day is born. His birth on the earth was the freedom long promised. A freedom that we could have never dreamed of. Freedom from sin. Freedom from sadness. He promises us joy and peace. It was the joy-filled statement of eternal restoration for man. Unto you this day is born. It's the light of men. Darkness, like light, can be felt. The light of Christ, just like this candle that Terry lit earlier, dispels the darkness, and darkness flees at the presence of light. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 16 says, "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light." The light bearers now are you and I. In just a few minutes, we'll be lighting our candles, and it's a significant illustration that we are lights to this world, and we make a difference. The light that gets rid of darkness and illuminates the way to Christ to a lost and dying world still shrouded in the darkness of sin. All of our lives make a difference. God strategically placed you here. In the 19th century, lighthouses on the U.S. coast were tended by lighthouse keepers and their families. If a man who tended the light became disabled, often the work was picked up by his wife or his children. Such was the case of Hosea Lewis. In 1853, he became the keeper of the light at Newport, Rhode Island. Lewis suffered a stroke 4 years later, at which time his teenage daughter, Ida, assumed responsibility for the light. Each day included cleaning the reflectors, trimming the wick, and filling the oil at sunset and midnight, along with providing for her father's care. With long and demanding task, Ida was unable to continue her schooling, but daily delivered her siblings to class, whatever the weather, by rowing the 500 yards to the mainland. In the mid-1800s, it was unusual to see a woman maneuvering a boat, but she became well-skilled and well-known for handling the heavy craft. She gained a measure of fame at age 16 when she rescued four young men after the boat capsized. She rowed to their aid, hearing their screams as they clung to their overturned craft. On March 29, 1869, Ida saved two drowning servicemen from nearby Fort Adams. Public knowledge of Ida's courage spread as far as Washington and inspired President Ulysses S. Grant to visit Ida at Newport later that year. Ida rescued another two soldiers in 1881, for which she was awarded the U.S. Life-Saving Service's highest medal. In early February of that year, the two soldiers were crossing from Newport to Lime Rock Island on foot when the ice gave way. Ida, the lighthouse keeper, came running with a rope. Ignoring peril to herself, she pulled one, then the other to safety. All told, Ida Lewis personally saved something like 25 people in 50 years of keeping the light. Her last reported rescue came at age 63 when she saved a friend who had fallen into the water on her way to visit Ida on the island. Asked where the strength and courage for such a feat came from, she answered, "I don't know. I'm not particularly strong. The Lord Almighty gives it to me when I need it." Ida Lewis was a faithful steward of the gift entrusted to her. But the reason she was so faithful in her task is that she realized there were always people that would need to be saved. Church, we are the keeper of the light in the dark world in which we live. That is the highest calling there could ever be. That's really the message of the celebration taking place all over the world right now. The message of light. It's not the message of gifts. It's not the message of songs. It's not the message of that special warm glow when family gets together. That's all wonderful. But the message sent from heaven tonight. When Jesus entered this world, he brought the light of the world back to mankind, coming to man through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. That light brings an end to the rule of darkness in the world, in the family, and in our lives. As we prepare for communion tonight, people sometimes ask me, why do we take communion on candlelight at a candlelight service? You know, it's to focus again on the covenant that was enacted at the birth of Christ. He came to reestablish relationship with us. And he made a covenant with us. And he said, the law that was once written on tablets, I will write in your hearts. And that is what we're focusing on tonight. So as we worship together, would you come? Terry and I would love to serve you communion tonight. Father, we thank you tonight for your wisdom in sending your only Son here on this earth for us, O God. That night could have never known what we know at this moment, God. Because of your entry into this world, we'll one day come to be with you. We thank you for breaking your body for us. And Lord, we give you all the praise and honor that's due your name. Truly, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's eat together. Lord, you could have sat in some far-off heavenly place and on a throne and declared sin taken away. You could have wiped us out and created a whole new race of people that were much better off than us. There's many things you could have done, but the eternal plan was to shed your own blood for sin. God, we thank you, Jesus, for the shed blood of Calvary. God, not only does it take care of sin, it takes care of sickness, disease, curses. Lord, we thank you that on the doorpost of our heart, your blood exists. Let's drink together. You may be seated. Mackenzie Coons is going to come and sing Happy Birthday, Jesus. Let's stand together as we light our candles. For your love to us, your grace towards us, the indescribable gift that you are to us. Lord, we give you all the glory and praise tonight, Jesus. We thank you for the gift to our families, to those that we love. Lord, you are drawing all men to yourself. Lord, use the celebration time tomorrow to do just that. We believe you for miracles, Lord. And we thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This concludes our service. A very Merry Christmas to you. God bless you. Make sure and greet one another in the Lord.